Electric utility PNM appears at the Public Regulation Commission this morning to present a summary of its new power planning supply. PNM is preparing to decommission two of its four coal-fired units at the San Juan Generating Station by 2018, representing 340 megawatts of power. PNM is proposing a mix of energy sources as replacement: 40 megawatts derived from solar, 177 megawatts from gas, and 134 megawatts of nuclear power from the Palo Verde nuclear facility in Arizona. Albuquerque's International Balloon Fiesta takes flight tomorrow morning. Fiesta spokesman Tom Garrity says the nine-day event will be highlighted with five balloon glows and the special shapes balloon events.
This year's Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta's theme is Enchanted Sunrise. It was actually a theme selected by one of our guests in Alabama. And this year we are going to have 9 days of flying events, starting off with our signature mass ascensions. And, of course, we're going to have five different balloon glows this year. This year, 554 hot air balloons are registered. Of those 554, we have 18 countries represented and 38 states from our great United States of America represented as well.
Garrity says some 554 balloons are registered for the 42nd annual event. UNM Hospital has instituted a new policy requiring all employees to get a flu shot. Workers have received a memo making reference to mandatory immunization by December 1st, after which failure to have done so will result in disciplinary action, including possible firing. KOB-TV's website reports that union members employed by the hospital say the issue was never negotiated, and they may now consider taking legal action. Three Republican state legislators serving Rio Rancho want a new process for evaluating the worthiness of state capital outlay funding for public projects there. State Senator Craig Brandt and Representatives Tim Lewis and Jason Harper say all proposed projects must demonstrate an ability to create jobs for Rio Rancho. The criterion is intended for projects that would be funded by severance tax bonding capacity, which in 2014 is expected to be some $40 million less than this year. A public forum for proposals is scheduled for December. Canceled due to the federal government shutdown is the only public hearing in the country on controversial changes to the Mexican gray wolf reintroduction program. It was to have taken place today at Albuquerque's Embassy Suites, but the hotel says no such event is on their schedule. Some 75 Mexican gray wolves still survive in both Arizona and New Mexico. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposal was to have been discussed that would allow release of captive-bred wolves into the Gila National Forest here in New Mexico. Immigrant rights advocate Somos Un Pueblo Unido is leading a statewide caravan to Hobbs, New Mexico, this Sunday. That's the hometown of Republican Congressman Steve Pierce, who does not support a path to citizenship as part of comprehensive immigration reform. Pierce instead favors a temporary guest worker program. The march is part of the National Day of Action for Immigration Reform. Immigrants make up at least 12% of the state's workforce, and Hispanic-owned business in New Mexico generates over $6.5 billion in revenue each year. Santa Fe police, acting on a confidential tip about heroin being dealt at a Rufina Street residence, discovered a non-operational methamphetamine lab. Police say 42-year-old Jonathan Kimbrough is behind bars with charges pending in the case. The discovery led to the deployment of the fire department's hazmat team and evacuation of six nearby residences in the 3200 block of Rufina. The team eventually deemed the residence non-hazardous, and the 10 people evacuated were allowed to return to their homes. Police also recovered drug paraphernalia associated with heroin and meth use at the scene. New Mexico State Parks is making an outreach to the public to assure them that parks under state control are unaffected by the closures now gripping our national parks and monuments due to the federal government shutdown. They're touting the fact that we're nearing peak fall foliage season, and due to recent heavy rains, many park lakes and rivers are in better condition than they have been in more than 5 years. And weather for Santa Fe: much cooler both today and Saturday, with highs only near 55 under sunny skies. A dry cold front will bring gusty conditions later today, winds out of the northwest to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 30. A freeze warning is in effect for Santa Fe. says meteorologist Brian Geyer with the National Weather Service in Albuquerque.
Wind chill values actually by the end of the day will probably feel in the low 40s. As we move into tonight, we are expecting a hard freeze for the Santa Fe area. Temperatures will range from about 25 degrees around the plaza to 30 degrees near the airport.
For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.